We understand that a good number of serious concerns can seem to get slighted in the news as we necessarily focus on reporting a possible war. This weekend may be the last for a while in which I can express my concern about a threat that came into focus for me while I was reviewing our national security. I'm talking about backpacks. You know, nylon sacks with straps, typically, that people sling behind their shoulders. It used to be that only mountaineers who wanted to haul along a power bar and a change of socks, young Australians circling the globe, or four-year-olds who wanted to tote around a Cabbage Patch doll and their favorite blankie would walk around under backpacks. No longer. Backpacks have proliferated like plutonium particles on the Korean Peninsula. For a certain type of young urban professional, backpacks seem to have replaced briefcases and purses. You can see lawyers, fund managers, personnel, and ad execs walking down Madison Avenue or the streets of Santa Monica with backpacks. You can see strap hangers on the Chicago subways opening a tabloid with both hands because they are wearing a backpack. You seen a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker recently? I can't take my eyes off her backpack. Arianna Huffington is outraged by suburban utility vehicles. I think backpacks are the SUVs of those of us who take public transit. Backpacks are space hogs. They take up the space of two people, consuming more than their rightful share of those resources which are most precious to public transit goers, space and air. People strap on a backpack basically declare that they don't care about what or who is behind them. In the past few weeks alone, I have been inadvertently thwacked in the face or chest by backpacks as their wearers have turned around in the aisles of airplanes, trains, and the New York subways, jostled their way onto Washington elevators, or bounced along on a Paris bus route. At least I think the thwacks were inadvertent. Backpacks have their place. That place is the wilderness. Backpacks are just right on Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, Jr., the Von Trapp family scampering across the Alps, singing Climb Every Mountain in the last scene of The Sound of Music. That's a place for backpacks. Little children wearing backpacks with Winnie the Pooh on the flap. That's adorable. But I think that very few people over the age of 15 and very few adults who live in a community larger than Mayberry ought to wear a backpack unless they are climbing, hiking, or robbing a bank. Backpack wearers leave a trail of thumps, bruises, and thoughtlessly mashed noses behind them. Unless they're stopped, your chin could be next.
Pack all your troubles in your lovely bag and smile, smile, smile. While you're looking for to light your bag, my boy, that's the time. What do you stop worrying?
Right, lads.